22805, Herman and Patricia Bollinger seek variances from the maximum fence height requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Upspring Court and Artesian Avenue within the woods at Burton Pond Subdivision. The 911 address is 23007 Upspring Court in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 976. The applicant is seeking a 0.5-foot variance from the maximum 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence in a front yard setback. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mayor return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, I'm Patricia Bollinger. My address is 23007 Upspring Court, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Thank you.
My name is Herman Bollinger, same address.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
We do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I hope I'm better.
You may present your case.
Yeah, all I have to say is when we applied for this fence, we went through all that we were supposed to do. We applied to the HOA. We applied to, actually, Backyard Works was our contractor. We applied to Sussex County. We got approval from everybody, and the fence was put up a couple months later, and all of a sudden on our front door was this lovely pink orange, not a Bruce thing. Which we were shocked because we were in the house when he was out there and he just stuck it on our front door. I sent in quite a few pictures of Conley Chapel, but also I have another picture of our sign for our development, which it's right across the street, up a little bit from our house, and does not have the setback that they're saying we need for our fence.
If you would like to submit that, you can.
Okay. I also have a letter from our neighbor. He felt he wanted to write a letter.
And you can give that to Ms. Norwood.
Thank you.
So for our board, for this board to grant a variance, there's 5 criteria that must be met. And I believe you filled 2 of those out anyway. But first we need to have the first one is uniqueness of property. If you could answer that, what's unique about your property?
It's our property.
Wow.
Well, that's unique.
But how is it unique?
As far as what? I don't understand what you're, I mean, we paid extra because we got a corner lot. And
so it is a corner lot.
Yeah, it's a corner lot on a street that has it's not a through street. It's a dead-end street into the development. We were not told about any setback other than 5 feet for the HOA. That was it.
Does your lot have 2 front yard setbacks?
No, we have 1 front yard, and then our house faces the court. And then, can I go over here?
Sure.
The house faces, this is our house. This is the court that we're on. Actually, the sign that I gave you the picture of is sitting right here. And this is the road. Artesian is the road that goes back into the development to the rest of the houses. Has no outlet at all on the other, any place else.
I guess my question is, when you asked them to install this fence, did you believe your fence was in the backyard setback and not the front yard setback? Is that what you...
Yeah, I believe that when we, I mean, they drew it, the pictures, Backyard Works, I mean, drew the pictures, but it's our backyard. Our yellow lab loves it.
Cannot otherwise be developed is the next criteria for a variance. Mr. Sharp may be able to expand on that more about what that means.
I was reading the letter, Mr. Chairman. I didn't catch the first part of your statement there.
I said the next, I'm taking them through the criteria for variance because they didn't fill it all out on their application. But number two, cannot otherwise be developed.
Yeah, the idea is that you can't develop the property in strict conformity with the zoning code. So on that corner front area, the code limits you to having a fence height of no more than 3.5 feet.
Yes, ours is 4 feet.
So we have a 1/2 foot variance that's needed in that area. I guess the question I have for you, you mentioned that you have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is your dog able to clear a 3.5 foot fence such that a 4 foot fence is needed to keep the dog on your property?
Our fence is on the other side of the house. Our fence is towards lot.
Would your dog be able to jump over this fence?
Oh, no.
A 3.5 foot fence? Is that why you need the
other? Could it jump? Yeah, maybe.
She's a yellow.
She's a yellow lab.
Yellow lab.
Okay.
She's active.
Was the purpose of picking a 4 foot fence, was that the minimum you thought you needed to keep your dog in the yard?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a big dog.
Sure. The next criteria for a variance is not created by the applicant. So
Sussex County approved it.
Well, tell us about your fence company. It seems like there was a...
Backyard Works is the one that we hired to put a fence in, and they came out, they drew the drawing, they applied for the building permit. We did the HOA work, they applied for the building work.
So we dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's.
So how come they're not here tonight?
I don't know that. They didn't think they needed to come. They will not move the fence or lower the fence. That would have to be done at our expense.
Really?
They did come in and talk to Carrie Patterson and Ann Lepore, who told them that I should file to do this. They said they would write a letter. They did not. I called them 2 times and...
Nothing.
I love my fence. I love my backyard. We have sodded it, and you can see the difference between what the builder did and what we did in the grass. Mm-hmm. But I will not use them again.
We planted trees there. We thought we were doing everything right because we went through all the contractors and everything, and they've done work. And that whole development is like 170 houses.
We were at a St. Patrick's Day party Saturday night, and right across the street on the other side of the road. And none of our neighbors can believe that this is happening.
They come by, they see our fence. It's not blocking anything because you can see through it. It's not a solid wall or anything, and they think how beautiful it is, and they can't believe.
So it doesn't impede visibility for cars, for traffic?
Nothing.
No.
No. They just can't believe that we're mm-hmm. here.
So would you say your fence is in the backyard?
Yes.
It is the backyard.
It is our backyard.
We zoom out a little bit.
So I would agree. So I guess the question, if it's a backyard fence, can they have a 4 foot fence?
Yes.
They could have a 7 foot fence. The problem is the corner front.
I'd like to add
it's not in the front.
An error as well.
Say that again.
I would like to add that the county permit did not reference the corner front yard on their permit. So there was an error, but we aren't able to.
It's strange. When you look at the building permit, it talks about maximum building height. It's a 7 foot and a 3.5 foot. And I think, so to clarify for you all, you do have a corner front. So you're on a corner. Your front faces uprising.
Upspring.
Sorry, I'm reading upside
down. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you probably view as your side yard faces Artesian Avenue. That is a corner front. So there's certain setbacks that are required from there. So if you were an interior lot and you didn't have frontage on a road on that side, you would be permitted to have a fence of, you could do 7 feet on the side.
But our fence does not go beyond the back of our house.
It doesn't matter because the corner front
is
a frontage as well.
So clarify this for me. I'm going back over
sure.
here. Here's where our house sits facing this road. Here's the side of the house. The back of the house is here. We are strictly behind the house. Mm-hmm. But the front of the corner, if you want to call it that, I call it the side, is up here, not
no,
back
no, no, no,
here.
No, 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 no.
Well, where's
Ma'am, I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
When we say corner, it is not the corner at the intersection. It is the entire length of the boundary of your property on Artesian Avenue. So that entire length is considered the corner front. There is a setback from that road that is 15 feet. So if you were to build a fence that was 4 feet tall outside of the 15 foot, you'd be okay. But if you're closer than 15 feet to Artesian Avenue at any point, even if you're further away from up Spring Court, then you're going to have a variance. That's why you're here tonight.
Right.
So that I just wanted you to understand that. It is something that we do see some people that get a misconception about, that the corner is just at the corner.
Right.
It's not. It's the whole length. It's considered a front.
Okay.
So that I hope that clarifies it a little.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's just we applied for the permit. Why was it approved? If that's the case, why didn't they change it when we applied for a permit? We didn't, when Backyard Works applied.
Yeah, often what happens is the permits will show what the setbacks are. Ms. Norwood noted there was an error on that permit, though it did note at different heights, which Backyard Works probably should have picked that up. They do enough of these in the county that I would have thought they would have known that.
They seem shocked when I called them and told them it was not approved.
So we've got $1,500 worth of side all the way out to cover our yard all the way out there, and we planted trees, and we thought we were going
in the right
by
way.
Everybody. We went through the channels, and the mistake is either one of the two people, and we don't know who it is, but...
How far is the fence from that property line adjacent to Artesian Avenue? Not from Artesian Avenue, but the property line. How far is it from there? Does it go all the way to the property line?
Is the sidewalk included in the property?
Well, sidewalk's not on your land, right? You don't own the sidewalk, or is that the neighborhood?
I guess we don't. I don't really know.
I don't know. We're responsible for the sidewalk if it's a crack.
Yeah, they told us if
we're held liable.
Actually, the contractor cracked our sidewalk on the side because he brought in a thin layer of topsoil because we got no grass whatsoever, and we have that drain in our backyard. And I actually called Sussex County, I forget, for the erosion control because everything was running in that drain, and we had no grass. And they had no matting down, and they had nothing around the drain to stop it from running in the drain. And then they came out and brought that in. They cracked our sidewalk, and they said that if we had done that work, they tried to say we did the work, and if we had done the work, we would have had to replace the sidewalk. So is it on our property or not?
Here's something I've got. You've submitted a survey, it's a little upside down. It has a red marks on it. Did you make those marks? Was that from your backyard works?
Mm-hmm.
Did
okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you want, I can. It might be helpful if you want to pull it up, Ms. Hollis. So in looking at this, we've got, and I just want to see if this is the right thing. It's got a red line here, and there appears to be a pin here that shows your property line, and it would
correct.
Run straight down.
Correct.
And then it looks like, I'm guessing this is the sidewalk because it appears to be, it looks to be something there. But be that as it may, it looks like where that red line is, there's a gap between the red line and your property.
Right. The HOA requires a 5 foot setback.
5 foot.
So you're
all the way
5 foot off your property line just for the fence.
Correct.
Right.
And then it appears that you have a sidewalk and another probably gap there between Artesian Avenue, is that right?
Yeah, at least 4 to 5 feet.
Okay, and then the sidewalk?
And the sidewalk.
Then the sidewalk.
So you're almost 15 feet?
Yes.
From there anyhow?
Yes.
Right.
All right, thank you. That clarifies it, because I was looking at this kind of, it doesn't appear that sidewalk is on your property looking at this, so.
I just know, you know, if they could get us to pay for something, they would.
Ma'am, the next criterias will not alter the essential characteristics of, or essential character of the neighborhood. Do you feel this fence will not alter the character of the neighborhood?
No, I don't see how it could. If anything, everybody thinks it's beautiful and they want my sod. They want my sod.
I walk my dog, the yellow lab, all the time in the neighborhood, and everybody tells me how beautiful it is. And I've never heard one person, there's 170 some houses going to be built in there. Right now it's about 40 houses. And they just think it's beautiful, and we just can't believe that we're here.
When I grew up, it was all woods there, I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't it a
little bit of a field, too.
A dumping thing?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Because we were told a landfill. Wasn't it a landfill there?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Is this the minimum variance to afford relief?
Is it the minimum?
The smallest variance you need to afford relief for your dog not being able to jump over it, so forth. There's a 3.5 foot tall fence.
Mm-hmm. She can clear that. 3.5, yeah, definitely.
She's a big girl.
I have a Cormanism, may not be appropriate, but I'll tell it. If it's got more muscle than me and a brain smaller than mine, I don't mess with it.
She's a good girl.
She is. She's beautiful.
Dr. Carson, like that. Great. I'm going to write that down. Any more questions? Mr. Sharp?
I do not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12805 for Mr. Herman and Patricia Bollinger?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board?
I think it's a shame that you had to come here and the company kind of left you out to dry. I don't think that's acceptable. Sorry you had to deal with this. They left this on you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12805 for Mr. Herman and Patricia Bollinger and entertain a motion. I do hope that a motion would include a letter to the fence company.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve case number 12805 for Herman and Patricia Bollinger for the requested variances. I believe they have met all the criteria that are needed to grant a variance. I believe it will stay in character with the neighborhood. I do believe it's the minimum variance required. And that would be my motion. And I would like to add to send a letter to Backyard Works, just to give them a reminder that we do have rules in the county that need to be adhered by.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. With a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.